The deputy chairman of Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said on Thursday that Ukrainian attempted drone assassination of President Vladimir Putin left the Russian military with no other choice but to finish Ukrainian President Zelensky and his cabinet. The Russian president's residence was targeted by a Ukrainian drone adventure on the evening of May 3rd in two attacks. The first drone was seen over the Kremlin at 2:27 Moscow time, and it exploded over the Senate Palace, and the palace roof was set ablaze. 16 minutes later, a second drone strike at 2:43, and its fragments fell on the Kremlin site. As a result of timely measures taken by the Russian military and special services with the use of a radar control system, the drones were neutralized, and one crashed onto the roof of the Kremlin. No physical damage was seen from the appearance of the Senate Palace dome, which is a strong indication that the drone was hit and exploded. Russia could wipe Zelensky and his presidency off the map in an attempt on Putin's life, as a result of a major tactical error by Kiev. So far, everything at the Kremlin site is under control. People walk, and no one is afraid of anything. Everything is all right.